Chad Langlais following a 3-2 overtime victory in Sheffield against the Coventry Blaze. What did you make of tonight?
It was a good game. We fell behind early, and we just kept going. And that's what we talked about in the locker room between periods, and that's what we wanted to do, and that's what happened.
How good is it to be back in that lineup, having sat up in the press gantry for the last couple of weeks?
It's definitely nice to be able to help out the boys. I know we were short on bodies, and you never want to sit out. You always want to be able to help, and it was nice to be able to contribute.
And late on in the game, you did just that in overtime. How tired were you at that point, though, having not played?
I felt pretty good. I think it was the nerves taking over. Mm. We'll see you next week, though.
Talk to me about the goal. How did you see it happen?
I didn't really see it. I kind of just tried to throw it to the front of the net and hoped it bounced off someone, and I think that's what happened. I think it bounced off Gertz's stick or skate, and we got a little lucky.
You need a little bit of luck if you're going to have success through the course of the season. Having been out of that locker room and not being part of game nights, how different is it to that locker room you're in on day one?
It's not much different. The guys are great. We got a few guys out right now with injuries, and like I said, the guys are great at keeping the guys that are out right now involved in team stuff, and it's tough to be out. Everyone knows that.
And for you, I mean, the opportunity tonight, particularly in the third period, it looks like Doug cut all ties for you and let you do pretty much what you wanted out there.
Yeah, it's nice. I think he knows what kind of game I bring, and he told me he's going to let me go, and it was nice to be able to do that.
And what about the Sheffield Steelers from here? You've obviously now got that little monkey off your back. You've got your first victory here at the House of Steel. What have you got to do from here?
I think the floodgates are going to open. I think that's all we need. We need a little confidence at home. I think we have that now. And once we start getting bodies back, we're going to be a good team.
Okay.